Yo, it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 49, Brit!
Oh, it's almost 50!
Of No Ideas.
Just Vibes!
Listen, I feel like energy's up today.
Energy is on fucking tap, guys. You better buckle in.
Up, up, up and away.
Oh, yes.
If you're new here, or if you've been here before,
oh yes,
we're going to lay down the law.
Please lay it down for them.
So the first half of this episode, we are going to talk about how in the hell we got through our weeks this week.
Oh yes, absolutely. And then, guys, we are sailing into the main topic, which this week,
tell us,
is discussing a situation about men hitting on women.
Uh-oh.
And what is acceptable.
Whoa, nothing is acceptable about that.
Absolutely nothing, because men move mad.
Because fuck heteronormativity.
Literally.
Yes. Where are the women out here hitting on the women and the men hitting on the men?
Honest to God.
And the non-binary individuals non-binarying.
Literally, we're including all of y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. But Brid, kick us off like you are baking a champion loaf.
I don't know what champion loaf I'm picking. But I'm going to kick it nevertheless.
You kick it and all tell right. us about your week.
Kick it with me. Okay. This week, yeah. Y'all know from last week, it was my birthday.
It was her birthday.
Okay, another circle around the sun for me,
that's
guys.
That's the one.
Another circle.
That's the one. Happy birthday to you, my buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you. So I just had a really lovely time. You know, just chilled vibes. I spread out everyone I wanted to see over a couple of days, so it felt really nice. But on my actual day, I went to this restaurant in Mayfair called Hyde.
Oh.
And I specifically went there for this acorn cake. It's a dessert.
Oh, yes.
And it's a pastry with alcohol and caramel, and it just fizzes and fuzzes and fuzzes.
And fuzzes again.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You fizz and you fuzz.
Yeah, man.
And then add a fuzz in there as well.
All day, every day.
Absolutely.
Come on, triple efterting.
Triple efterting.
And it was everything I wanted it to be. And they also had these cinnamon madeleines, which were extraordinary, with a bit of chantilly cream.
Wait, the madeleine cakes?
Yeah.
Ooh, bitch.
And the evening was just fun-filled because I went with wonderful, wonderful people. So it was just full-time enjoyment.
Yes, this is what we love for you, Brid.
And it was probably one of my best birthdays to date.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah, man. So that was a big part of my week.
I love that. Honestly, Brid, you were popping. Guys, if you don't follow her on socials as well, the girl is serving Lukes. Lukes.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Sometimes.
Is that 2% in it? It's the 2%.
Yeah, the 98% that I dress like a bin bag.
Literally.
But that 2%, I'm shining.
Woo!
Boom.
Honestly.
Okay, and the rest of my week, I just wanted to get this out there because this is what I realized this week. I knew it, but it was reinvigorated at like 100.
Okay, go on.
I know who I am.
Yes.
And I know what I want.
Yeah. Oh my, bitch, you preach that word.
Bruv. This week I was dishing that out with my chest on interviews, to new people I met, to myself in the mirror while affirming. I genuinely have come to a point in my life where I'm so aware of who I am. I'm so aware of the gaps. I'm so aware of where I want to be and what I will not settle for.
I love that.
And it was an amazing feeling because I got a task this week. I had a mini breakdown about it. I came back bigger, better and stronger. And I realised I'm the fucking tits, Brit.
Mate, you're the fucking goat. Straight from the goat's cheese you had last week.
Literally. And it gave me a confidence that I know I had, but it's been simmering in the background and it just punched it to the foreground. So I feel revitalised.
I love this for
you. I feel fresh.
Yes.
And I look younger.
She looks younger, guys.
Nah, seriously. So I hope I can pass that good energy over to you guys this week. Just remember what you want and who you are and don't sway on that basis or let anyone else tell you otherwise.
Absolutely.
Because people have come into my life this week and reaffirmed what I already knew about myself and I needed that.
And sometimes you genuinely just need that.
Literally.
Like reminder just to, you know, back yourself and be like, yes, I am that fucking bitch.
Literally. And this week I created something that I looked at afterwards and I was like, damn, I am that bitch.
That was all you, Brit.
And the person I was talking to looked at me and went, damn, you are that bitch. And I was like, all together now. Damn, I am that bitch.
Literally.
So I'm going to leave my week there. It's good vibes, good energy. Yes. Let's get it.
Honestly, Energy Crew is in the building today.
Yes, ma'am.
We love it, Brid. Oh, love this.
Anyway, I hope your week was just as fun filled.
Honestly.
Pray tell.
Pray. Oh, no. She triggered me with pray tell.
Every time.
Oh, no. She said pray tell. Okay, guys, my week. Wow. Okay, so for the past few weeks, I've said, yeah, you know, it's been there, right? Yeah, you've done this. This week, things have really been happening.
Yeah. Oh, quick question before you dive in. Did you go to bed early this week?
On a few nights, I did.
Yes, Brid.
I did. A few of them I physically could not have.
On
the nights that I could have, off. I actually did.
My Briddy, get your fist out.
We're fist pumping now. Boom. Yeah, happened.
Even though we have these sound shields where we can no longer see each other's faces, mm-hmm. I can just see the top of Lizzie's head.
Literally.
So we have to send like arm signals in the air.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Which is why I had to say, cue fist bump.
Literally, all I can see is your little head just bopping along. And I'm like, no, I need to see my Brid. But guys, this week, wow. Let us start off with two incredible individuals that were just slapped in my face this week, thanks to work.
Slap us.
So, for the first time in my life, guys, I met two wonderful drag queens.
Yes! What? Oh my God, yes!
Can I get a what?
I
can hear the crowd roaring already.
Roaring. Honestly, roaring.
Wow.
You know how much I appreciate drag queens.
I know, because I know you'd be excited for this one. I met two fantastic drag queens this week, guys. And honestly, when I tell you, these people are just energy, the flair, the creativity, the poise,
the art
that they just are, like, as individuals. They actually are, like, from who they are as people to how they look
and how they carry themselves and
interact, how they just transform. It's just incredible.
Born performers,
absolutely, without a doubt. So the two drag queens that I met was one Crystal, We'll See You Now. And I also met Barbs. And God, when I tell you, these two women were just everything.
Literally, do you know how many times I've said to you, I'm club drag queens, and I'm like, they are just everything.
It's true.
You can't explain it in any other way.
No.
Drag queens are just everything.
They actually are. And I feel like now that I've seen it, like experienced
the process, the transformation, the grace, but the energy on the poise. Oh, stop.
Everything. I just, every single movement. Oh,
she's wiggling.
I'm wiggling.
The thing is, you can't actually describe drag queens just by voice.
Not at all.
You need to wiggle and move so people can see their energy is just bursting at the seams.
Honestly,
inside you in your description.
Literally at the fucking seams. They were just incredible. Guys, if you don't even know about drag, watch drag or whatever, even if you've been listening to these episodes, because like Brid's mentioned it a few times, get the fuck on that shit, like, because it's real, okay? It's just real.
The source is real.
Like, you genuinely just feel like inspired once you're around them. It's just like, I can be whoever I actually want to be, and I have the power to do that. So I met two drag queens, which is amazing. Second highlight of my week, what really got me through, one of my colleagues at work actually gifted me a book.
Oh, that
yep.
is as intimate as it gets in my eyes.
Yep.
And that is genuinely mm-hmm. someone loving you.
Honestly, there was a lot of love in that. There was a lot of love in that. From the note that he wrote me, and he literally said, you know, Lizzie, you're onto great things and I can't wait to see what you achieve. It's those little reminders, those little boosters that just like allow you to keep going.
I would have cried.
No, honestly, I was like pretty emotional.
What was the book?
It's called Atomic Habits by this guy called James Clear.
I saw it on your story.
Yeah, I put it on my story, and it's just about, you know, building good habits. And obviously, because I spoke last week about me feeling like I had bad habits, it was very timely, very relevant.
Mm.
And he was literally like, I just can't wait to see how this book is going to change your life, because it has for me.
We love a book that's recommended, that
changes lives, guys. That's what it's about.
We're here to grow and change our lives,
honestly.
Literally
that...
shout out your brethren, man.
I know. man like Jafar, because I know he listens to the podcast.
Jafar, I knew it was you. I didn't want to out you until Lizzie had, but we love you.
Honestly.
You know, keep Jafaring, man. Keep Jafaring, because it's good vibes.
Keep doing the ting, bro.
From what I hear, it's good vibes.
It's good vibes. Let's fucking go. Honestly, that was such a great highlight of the week. And then finally, guys, the final moment, which really took the fucking crumble from the cookie. I saw Blast in concert.
Okay, we haven't even had time, so
we haven't even had time.
Oh! That's when you know it's deep.
You know it's deep, because I'm just making random sounds. Like, from the moment I stepped into Camden's electric ballroom, right?
It was electric.
It was electric. I felt the energy, like, from the crowd that showed up, to the DJ who introduced Blast, to Blast himself. It was a fucking movie, okay? And I'm not even saying that just because one of his songs was a movie. It was genuinely a movie. You know, one of them nights out, yeah, where the crowd is just amazing. No one's trying to move to anyone. No one's trying too hard. You're genuinely just there for the vibes and for the love of good fucking R&B music from the man himself. It was just incredible.
Everything you dreamed of.
It was everything I dreamed
know,
of.
You know when you have such high hopes for something and then you go somewhere and we have such wild imaginations that how can things possibly live up if we think about it a lot? Course. When it actually meets that expectation, which is also so unrealistic because our mind doesn't have constraint, that is one of the wildest feelings in the world.
Honestly, like, it got to the point where I literally just had to look around me and just think, wow, I feel really blessed in this moment.
It's when someone's performing and you just look around thinking, I have to take in this moment for all it's worth because times like these don't come often.
They don't.
That's when I start crying. No, honestly, I'm emotional.
Honestly, dude, like when he was getting into the slow jams, I was ready to go. And when I thought it was all over, when I thought, nah, Blast, you've really taken my heart.
What? One more song?
One more song, fam. The guy, he brought out not one, but two guest performances by the likes of Western and Young T and Bugsy. Nah.
Mad.
Nah. Do you know why the whole evening was just so wonderful?
Tell us.
Because obviously everyone loves music, right? But you know, you have those songs which, you know, you allocate to specific moments in your life and it reminds you of certain things. All of Blast's songs do that for me. But then even the guests as well, like Western, they played Into, which threw me back to uni days. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A whole uni.
And they're vibey.
The trio, they're fucking vibey. And then Young T and Bugsy, they took us right back down to lockdown with Don't Rush. You know how that challenge was going with the makeup brushes? Bruv, it was just banger after banger after banger. I was singing my heart out. I was at complete, like, high levels of elation, and I was with one of my best friends, my safety net Kira, and it was love, man. It was just love on the dance floor.
Bruv, shout out Kira one time too.
Honestly, shout out to you, because
wherever you are, stand up and give yourself a round of applause.
Honest to God, like, that's my good sis there. And guys, it was just a vibe. If you don't know Blast, I've plastered him all over my story, so please go look, enjoy. It was just
And everything. If you don't know Kira, find her too.
Honestly, find her too. She's a dancer. She's fucking great.
Because also, it don't matter where you are. It's the people you're with.
It's the people you're with that really make it. Honestly.
If you were with someone dead,
fam,
wouldn't have been as good. She helped bring that up. You get me?
Absolutely. And I was very picky. I was like, okay, cool. Because you couldn't make it, I was like, no, I don't want to just give this ticket to anyone. It has to be someone who fucks with the music.
Who enhances my experience.
Voila, you took the words out of my mouth.
You're welcome.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, guys, I had a great week.
I'm so happy for you, man. That sounds exciting.
Thank you, man. It was a movie. But Breads, come on, man. It's halfway. You know what time it is?
Yo.
We're about to plug you in, guys. Take it away, Bread.
Yo.
She said yo.
Yo. I don't want to get emotional, but I'm going to bring the tone down a little bit because this plug is probably one of the closest plugs, like, to my heart that I will ever do. Mm. Ever do. Mm-mm-mm. So bear with me.
Okay.
Because this man needs an introduction.
Oh, no.
Okay. So this man, is one of my best friends. Okay?
Yes.
He is a mentor. Mm. He is an inspiration.
Mm.
He's just family. He's actually family to me. Too do you know right. what I mean?
Yes.
And inspires me on a daily basis. I do not know where I would be without this human being.
Oh, wow.
But separately to that, he is oozing talent.
Mm.
And he has been for years and years.
Mm, and years and years.
Shout out years and years.
Literally, I was thinking the same thing.
So, he has dropped his newest album.
Mm.
Okay? It is Duran Duran's newest album, Future Past.
Oh, come on.
It has incredible production, an eclectic array of music.
Yes.
And it has some incredible features like Tove Lo and Ivorian Doll.
Ooh!
And to add a little bit more juice.
Oh, just add this sauce on there.
This week, their album is rivaling Elton John's new album for album of the week. A whole Elton John.
A whole Elton John, you know.
A whole Elton John.
It's finished.
Okay.
Wow.
So, I want you guys to go and run up Future Past.
Mm.
I want you to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
I want you to share it.
Uh-huh.
Repost it.
Do it again.
Make a reel.
Make it real.
Shake a leg.
Shake that leg.
Shake your ass.
Shake the ass.
Move your eyes left
Move
and right.
It again.
And whatever else you so decide to create, you create it.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
If there is one song that I want you to listen to, and I'm totally biased because it's my favorite, it will be the feature song with Ivorian Doll called Hammerhead. Okay?
Banger.
Okay, and I just need to just take some time to throw some appreciation on someone who has changed my life.
Oh.
So congratulations, and let's be Elton.
Yes, let's fucking go.
And that's my plug, Briz. That's my plug.
Oh, I really felt that, you know. I love this for you, Briz.
There's a lot of love in the room.
There's a lot of love in the room, guys. I hope you're feeling it too as well, you know.
And let's add to some love. Let's plug someone else, Briz.
Absolutely.
You're up.
Thank you. Okay, guys, we're still in the music sphere tonight, okay? My plug this week is one individual. You know when you like, you know when you think about people who are the same age as you and it's like, oh, you know, I'm 24. What are other 24-year-olds doing in this life? You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
This 24-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
This woman, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Woman.
If you...
Sorry. Woman.
She said, woman.
Do you know what? I love when we plug someone and it gives me an extra bit of excitement when it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Woman.
Absolutely. Big up my women up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then.
This woman, yeah, is it, okay? My plug this week, it has to go to the one and only Samaria. Have you heard of this woman, Ilaria?
Was that one?
Have you heard of this 24-year-old?
Was that one?
You don't know this one?
I don't know.
I will tell you about
Which
this one.
Which excites me. Tell me about her.
I'm going to tell you. So, Samaria. As an artist, yeah, she is hard-hitting, okay? She blends rhythmic R&B with lo-fi instrumentalization.
Oh, come on.
What sort of mix is that? Brittany, tell me, what mix is that? Rhythmic R&B and lo-fi instrumentalization.
Just give me a second. You are just too emotive.
Dude, I have no words. Like, dude, when this woman was, you know, brought into my life this week, I was like, really, wow. You know, she's doing well for the 24-year-olds out here, you know.
Answer this. How was she brought into your life?
Do you know what? One of my good guys in music, Reese, yeah.
Yeah.
He played the tune.
Shout out Reese one
Shout
time.
Shout out
you
Reese.
You put us on.
Many times for the soul food he keeps giving, okay? Samaria, guys, you need to go run her up. I'm just going to bless you with two of my favorite songs because these songs, Briddy.
Yeah.
Number one, Out of the Way. Finished.
Okay.
This song will actually change your life.
Okay.
Second one, Shy Girl. Nah. When you need a song, yeah, to just bop to, wind your waist to, look inwards to yourself, it's Shy Girl. Because look, we all hate being vulnerable, right? And she talks about that in the song. Okay? So run her up. She's a fucking legend, bruv.
Okay, I'm excited to do that.
Honestly, I'm excited for you.
Listen, since you're on the high energy, I'm going to ask you to lead us into the main topic today.
Okay, guys, we're sailing in. We're sailing in, okay? men moving to women, okay?
Okay, what's the situation?
Right, so there was a situation. Yeah.
There was a situation.
There was a situation.
A situation.
A situation, okay? I heard about this week, right, where there was this man at an event and, you know, he found a girl quite attractive and he asked her to go for a drink.
What kind of event?
It was a work event, you know, just okay. like a, you know, quite a corporate event, okay. nothing too special. But it was like one of the workers at the event speaking to one of the hosts of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, you know, yeah, you're good energy. Like, I'd love to take you for a drink. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm going for drinks with, you know, my other team. So like, I can't, I'm not free. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then this guy proceeded to find this girl's number on a supplier's list. Okay.
Raw.
This is official documentation.
Mad.
From the girl's place of work.
It's business.
It's business.
Information.
Business. Informaciones. Okay. And he texted her and he was like,
bruv,
I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I really want to take you out for a drink.
Mm.
This guy wanted the drink so bad, he didn't even know his job was at stake.
He stole information.
He stole that information, right? And lo and behold, the girl reported it because it's absolutely an act against the GDPR of the company. And the guy got sacked. But I want to talk about the issue at hand, which is
mad.
His actions in that situation. Okay. Greed. He wanted her. He didn't care about the boundaries. He didn't care about the environment he was in. He wanted her and he overstepped. But Brit, you've heard this situation now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it? Do you think, you know, it was wrong for him to be sacked? Do you think he did take it a step too far? Do you applaud him for his courageous act?
Okay, so I feel like I really respect people who have the confidence to chase.
Mm.
Or not chase, pursue.
Pursue, that's right? The word, yes.
But I think there are specific situations in which that makes it okay.
Mm-hmm.
And those situations that don't make it okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Okay, I think in this situation, it wasn't okay to pursue through taking her number from company information.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Had he found her on Instagram, DM'd her and said, yo, dope to meet you, would still love to take you out for that drink, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You then put the situation in her hands, whether to block him, blah blah blah,
yeah,
but you don't feel like your privacy has been affected or crossed.
100% it is that,
and
privacy aspect,
you're totally right when you say GDPR.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out GDPR.
just a quick moment.
Yeah. But the point is, those rules and regulations are put in place to protect us as individuals from being hounded and reached out to when you're trying to work in a professional capacity.
100%.
If that girl was interested, she would have given her number on her own accord.
Voila.
And he could have pursued down the social route.
Yes.
Rather than the stolen professional route.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally disagree with his means in this instance, although I understand his intent.
Yes.
Didn't mean any harm.
Yes, and I agree. It didn't mean any harm. He just went about it the wrong way.
But also, this is a lesson for him because as he's been punished, he will never make this mistake again.
Well, one can hope that he won't.
Well, one will hope.
Yeah.
But we hope that he's learnt from this and sometimes what seems like common sense isn't.
Mm.
And thus, people need to experience the repercussions.
Mm. 100%.
What do you think about him getting fired?
Do you know what? I think it's completely fair that he did get fired. Yes, it is an extreme outcome, but I think it's very necessary because sometimes you literally need to be as direct as possible for the message to be properly communicated.
Mm.
You know?
And I also think, you know, him getting let go is not on her.
No, it's not. It's not. But there's, I feel like there's a thing with these situations where people feel bad about the outcome, even though they didn't want it to be so extreme, you know?
Yeah, because we're human, right? And we have a conscience.
Yeah.
And the intent, I guess, from her was for that to never happen.
Yeah, of course.
But also, it is not her company, it is somebody else's. And if they have stringent rules and regulations and they see that as the best way to discipline someone, then so be it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because she did what she needed to do, like, from her like standpoint. She reported it, which is what she needed to do, and that's it.
And the thing is, if she knew what the outcome would be, i.e. let's say there was a law saying if you do this you get sacked, she actually may have been less inclined to do it.
Yeah,
which is also shit, because you shouldn't feel like you know it's your fault
exactly
for something like that happening.
Exactly. But I feel like often these situations, because of how the minds of certain individuals work, it's very manipulative in the way how, you know, they sort of frame situations to be as if they're innocent in all of this, and they almost like twist their intent to make it seem completely innocent and make you feel bad, which is so wrong.
Yeah. And do you know what else? I'm going to get deep for a minute. Go. You know how I love to catastrophize every situation.
Oh, get deep, bitch.
Let's catastrophize.
Let's
this.
Go. Let's go crazy.
If you have watched End of the Fucking World or the assassination of Gianni Versace or any serial killer documentary, like, who is it? Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, yeah. Right? Big one, that. Yeah.
It's about the mindset it and is. The escalation of the mindset.
Always.
For example, you start with killing an ant. And it feeling good as a kid. Mm. And no one blinks about that, right? Because you don't, I guess, verbalize how good it felt. Mm. You just kill the ant, you keep it pushing, you keep digging in the garden, right? Then it's a cat. Then it's a dog. Then it's cutting off a person's finger. Then it's killing someone, right? Then it's specifically targeting women.
Yeah.
For certain reasons. Yeah. And then killing them. You have to think how these things escalate.
So
you know,
quickly.
First it's the phone number. Then it's if he had got her address, what would have happened? Then it's actually not approaching her front door, but waiting for her to leave and approaching her in the street. And actually suddenly you're breaking, you know, someone's privacy to such an extent that we as humans cannot take the risk that it is just an innocent phone number because, like you mentioned, it's the greedy mind.
It really is, you know, the greedy mind.
For example, we want the job at 20K. Yeah. Then we want 25. Then we want 40. Then we want the car. Then we want the Balenciagas. We live in a world where nothing is enough.
Nothing is ever enough.
And the way our brain works, we always want more.
Yep.
So we don't know in this situation... Are you the kind of person that innocently pursued this and went about it the wrong way? Or are you the Ted Bundy of the world?
Yeah.
And especially as a female, we cannot take that risk.
Do you know what is so scary in that? Is because between the two examples you gave, how can you even tell the difference?
You can't.
They move in very, very similar like paths. It's kind of scary. You can't tell like who's who in today's society, really. And because it... Again, the mindset escalates so quickly and people will just keep going for more and more and more. And why is that? It's almost a satisfaction they get from being powerful in that situation. Yeah. I feel like there's definitely an element of power which drives these actions.
100%. And if we go back to Ted Bundy, I think in the Netflix series, he is really charming. Like everyone is like, oh my God, he was a good looking, young, charming man. But actually, what is his intent? Where is his mind going?
Literally.
Just like we cannot understand and actually quantify mental health, right?
Big facts.
We cannot quantify what is going on in someone's mind.
100%.
So we can't know. And actually, we can only take the precautions we can take to protect ourselves. And she did 100% the right thing,
absolutely.
In my opinion.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think I would have done the same in that situation. But for me, it's just... Why do we feel bad? You know, why do we then feel guilty when someone else has stepped out of line? Of course, we're humans and we have feelings and naturally our instinct is to care, but not everyone deserves that.
But you know what? It's because we want to see the best in people.
Yeah.
And we cannot live by catastrophizing every situation. Because catastrophizing is also, you know, the equivalent of that is being a big dreamer. We can't live in the when I'm rich and famous and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't help us now.
Not at all.
We can't catastrophize because if we think of the worst case scenario of stepping out of our house, we'll never leave the house.
Yeah.
So if we live in those extremes, actually... then we never get anywhere, right? So we don't live in those extremes. And thus, we see the best in people and we hope that that was just an innocent phone number done in the wrong way. We don't think of what it could have been.
Yeah.
And as a result, we feel guilty. Now, if it could have led to something more extreme, we would have turned around and said to the girl, but why didn't you report it? Did you say nothing? And then you end up in a bush. And then you end up in a bush.
Yeah.
Actually, let's be proactive. Mm-hmm. And let's also teach men where the line is.
Yeah, 100%. Because look, you know, even as you said, we can't knock the guy for his, you know, well, apparent intent. You know, he wanted to obviously move to the girl. But I think it's really important for men to understand, if you want to move to a woman, there's nothing wrong in doing that. But I think you need to keep in mind for what's going to make that woman feel comfortable in terms of, am I respecting this woman and her space and her privacy? Which I think doesn't really come into mind most of the time, because you're just thinking about yourself.
Yeah, you already show that you're disrespectful, for one, but also totally be aware of the climate right now.
Yes,
we are living in a world where, as women, we feel more unsafe than ever before, at least in my lifetime.
100%.
After various events have happened from men to women,
yes,
we are being extra cautious. Mm-hmm. So tread extra carefully.
Exactly. It makes sense.
And that's the tea from me.
That's the tea, guys. That is the tea.
Right, Bridie. Great discussion. Thank you for bringing that to the table.
Oh, no worries.
Let's wrap this up and tell me what your tip is to take into next week.
Okay, guys. So my tip of the week is a rogue one. And I know it's going to affect everyone because we all ignore it. And I'm telling you now, don't fucking ignore it.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Lay it down.
Because I got a shock this week and I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
Crikey. Okay.
When you get that notification on your phone, yeah, to check your passwords, do it.
Oh, no.
Don't ignore it. Don't say you'll do it later. If you get the notification to change it, or your passwords are in a data leak or whatever, change it there and then.
Oh, no.
I almost lost £260 because someone hacked into my Deliveroo account.
Crikey, that was me.
Why are you ordering Luc Belair sparkling rosé wine then?
I don't know. It spoke to me at the time.
I'm screwed. You're a fool. Check the passwords, guys. Save your coin. It's important. Just get it done. Don't procrastinate. Okay.
It's an actionable tip. I love it.
It's very actionable and it's easy. Okay. Everyone has these moments. So protect your money.
Protect your monies.
That's that, guys, from your good girl, Liz. Bridie.
Yeah, man.
Ilaria.
Yeah.
What's the tip?
Okay. So very weirdly, my tip is a question.
Oh, swear.
And it ties really well into the whole idea of the greedy mind, funnily enough.
Yes, synergy in the bakery.
Okay, and it's from an Instagram page called Jazz of Moon. That's J-A-S of Moon.
Okay.
And this is the question. What if you're actually deeply content, but the world is telling you to want more?
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know. What if we're actually, guys, all the happiest we're ever going to be, but we think we're unhappy because we keep looking at the world, trying to reach what it's telling us we want. The greed, the next thing, the next this. Let's actually take stock.
Yes.
We could well be the happiest we've ever been.
Yes.
And we're chasing something else.
Whoa.
So stop chasing, guys. Stop for a moment this week. Take stock and see which areas of your life you are happy in, and try not to change them too much.
100%. That's hard hitting.
Bro, isn't it?
And very, very beautiful way to sign off the main topic, Brid.
Bro.
Love that from you.
That's the one.
Wow, Brid. What a loaf we have baked.
What a loaf. This is my favourite episode so far.
Honestly,
I can't lie.
Same here. And this is 49, guys. We got 50 next week. 49.
Well, woo! Guys. Good blessings, good energy to all of you for this week. And we're going to catch you on episode 50 next week.
Oh, yes, guys. It's all love. Treat yourselves this week. Listen to some good music. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Hilarious.
We out. Bye, bitch.